Hello, here we are again with another program. We're in the book of Philippians. Stay tuned. As I mentioned on our last program, I've been traveling along with the Lord since I was 12 years old. That started 62 years ago, and it's been a great trip. Along the way, as a Christian, my wife and I have had some tremendous privileges, and one of those privileges is to meet Mina Oglesby and her husband Eddie. They are she's the one who's going to sing this message and song in just a minute. And the message has to do with Beyond the Sunset, and she sang it as her mother was going to heaven. Mina and I have one thing in common. It's not that we can both sing. She can sing. I can't. God made the crows and God made the canaries. And I fall in the crow department. But the one thing we do have in common is our mother is in heaven. And the Bible says we sorrow not as those who have no hope. Doesn't say we don't sorrow when they go, but we sorrow not as those who have no hope. Listen to this message in song.
Beyond the Sunset was one of my mother's favorite hymns. I guess it's like a lot of the other old hymns, you just don't hear them much anymore. The last time I sang it was when Mama was going to heaven. Eddie and I were sitting beside her hospital bed holding her hands. And I thought as she slipped into the arms of Jesus, she's just a breath away. If only I could see. Yet it was a painful thing to see her go. But I know she's just on the other side, beyond the sunset. In that glorious sunrise. Beyond the sunset, oh blissful morning, when with our Savior heaven is begun, this forevermore.
am reading in Philippians chapter 2, beginning at verse number 12. Paul said, "Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmuring and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain." In verse 12 he said, "Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." Well, when Paul was there and he was watching what was going on, they were serving the Lord. But now he says, "I'm not there. And now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." What's he mean? Well, Paul wasn't afraid of anything or anybody. He feared and trembled lest he should fail the Lord. Well, if you're going to work out is a session of vigorous exercise or training. And today we need to have our spiritual workouts. We need to have a spiritual training daily. We need to set some goals for our spiritual goals. And we need to have a determined schedule for our workout. In verse 13, he goes on to say, "For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure." Now, God does not leave us on our own, and he provides us as we travel down that road. He waits for us, as I've said many times on this broadcast, God waits for our action, and then he reacts accordingly. And if we're going to get in line, if we're going to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling, if we are going to have a daily spiritual training program and set goals and determine a schedule, God notices that. And it says here that he will work in you to do both his will and his good pleasure. Now, the problem is our old nature, it says, "No, I want my good pleasure." And we're going to have one or the other depending on which nature we feed. Well, in verse 14, it's kind of interesting that he comes up with this. He says, "Do all things without murmurings and disputing." Murmurings, were they having a murmuring problem there? Well, we all do. We all do. And I think Paul wanted to make sure that they didn't fall into this devil's trap. The Bible says a lot about murmuring. Exodus 15:24, the people murmured against Moses. 16:2, the whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron. Exodus 17:3, the people murmured against Moses. Numbers 14:2, the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron. Numbers 14:29, God said, "Your carcasses shall fall in this wilderness from 20 years old and up, which have murmured against me." Numbers 16:41, "But on the morrow the congregation of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron." Deuteronomy 1:27, "Ye murmured in your tents." Joshua 9:18, "And all the congregation murmured." Psalm 106:25, "They murmured in their tents." Isaiah 29:24, "They murmured, and they that murmured shall learn." Yeah, they will. Matthew 20:11, "They murmured." Mark 14:15, "And they murmured." Luke 5:30, "But their scribes and Pharisees murmured." Luke 15:2, "And the Pharisees and scribes murmured." Luke 19, "They all murmured." Verse 7. John 6:41, "The Jews murmured." And 6:61, "When Jesus knew himself that his disciples murmured." John 7:32, "The people murmured." 1 Corinthians 10:10, Paul said, "Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured and were destroyed of the destroyer." Joshua 9:18, "And all the congregation murmured." Numbers 14:27, "How long shall I bear with this evil congregation which murmured against me? I have heard their murmurings of the children of Israel which they murmured against me." Exodus 16:7, "The Lord heareth your murmurings against the Lord. Moses said, and what are we that you murmur against us? He said, you're not murmuring against us. You are murmuring against the Lord. Exodus 16:8, the Lord heareth your murmurings which ye murmur against him. And what are we that your murmurings are not against us, but against the Lord? Again in Exodus 16:9, come near before the Lord, for he has heard your murmurings. Exodus 16:12, God said, I heard the murmurings. Numbers 16:10, it says, the Lord said unto Moses, bring Aaron's rod again before the testimony to be kept for a token against the rebels, and thou shalt quite take away their murmurings from me. John 7:12, and there was much murmuring among the people. And Acts 6:1, it goes on to say, and in those days there was a murmuring. Well, I think that's enough verses to indicate that we can have a problem with this thing of murmuring. And why would we murmur? Because we want our own way. We read in verse number 16, Philippians 2, Paul said we need to be holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. He said, I don't want you to fall aside or I'm going to feel like it was all a waste. He says in verse 17, yea, and if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all, for the same cause also do ye joy and rejoice with me. Now, we have a thing called happiness and we have a thing called joy. They're quite different. Happiness depends on happenings, and joy is the fruit of the Spirit. And that's why Paul could sit in a dirty, rat-infested, smelly dungeon and have joy, because it's a byproduct. It's the fruit of the Spirit, which is given to those Christians who will just do what God wants them to do. Well, he says in 19, but I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timotheus shortly unto you, that I also may be of good comfort when I know your state. For I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state, for all seek their own and not the things which are of Christ. Well, that sounds like 2017. We're living in that same situation again, when people who name the name of Christ, 95% of them do absolutely nothing for the cause of Jesus Christ.
By and by, when I look on his face, beautiful face, thorn-shadowed face, by and by, when I look on his face, I'll wish I had given him out his hands. I'll wish I